Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Beitza Daf Tes Zion Beitza 16. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin at the top of 16a, where the Gemara was quoting a statement that Rav Techlifa Achud Rabbi Nechaza taught. And the statement was the following: Kol mazonosov shel Adam ketsuvim lo mirosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim chutz mehotzos Shabbos v'otzos Yom Tovim. Let's go over this very, very important statement. All the mazonos, all the money that a person is destined to make during the coming year as a parnasa, as a livelihood, ketsuvim lo, is established for this person from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. That meaning to say that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur it's sealed, and that's how much money they're going to make. And there is an exception to this. What is the exception to this? That the exception to this is the amount of money. So first of all, we say, before we get to that, so therefore all the money is established, so therefore a person shouldn't be frivolous because it's a fixed amount that the person is getting. And so therefore, since a person is getting a fixed amount, you should be careful not to overspend. And that's how Rashi interprets it. He says, Kol masha asid l'stakir b'shana, anything you're going to make that year, parnasa is kotzivlo, is established for him, and that you're going to make a certain amount of money this year. And so therefore, Rashi says, yesh lo lizayir milasos yitzias meruba, don't spend, overspend, because you have an allowance for the whole year, and so therefore, you're not going to get extra. So there is an exception to this. And what's the exception to this? The exception to this is chutz mehotzos Shabbos. The exception to this is except for the amount of money you're going to spend on Shabbos for the honor of Shabbos and the delight in Shabbos, hotzos yomim tovim, and for Yom Tov. That's an exception. The Midrash adds also on Rosh Chodesh, and the Psikta adds also on Chol Moed, and so therefore it's possible the Gemara is including this within Yom Tov, because Rosh Hashanah is also called a Moed. But that the idea is that anything you spend on these days, and also Votzos Banav L'Talmud Torah, anything a person spends on Torah study for their children, that is not included in the amount of money that you're given or for the year. Meaning to say, you can overspend in those areas. You can overspend on Shabbos, you can overspend on Yom Tov, and you could overspend on your children's education. That if you spend less than the amount on these things, you're gonna get less from your reward. And if you decide to spend more than was allotted to you on these things, then you're going to get extra money. And so therefore, that's the concept. Meaning to say that you're given a fixed amount. And the amount is said for the holiday, for the holidays and for education, for Torah study for your children. And if you decide to do less or more, it's going to be diminished or added on to that fixed amount. And so therefore, that's a very important idea, that we shouldn't be stingy as it relates to these very important spiritual matters. The Sfas Emes says that this means pochtenu mosifin. It means literal, that if a person is going to not properly give honor to Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then therefore we're going to say that we're going to consider that as though that comes out of the amount that was established for Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we're going to take it away from your fixed amount. But if you add on, you spend a lot of money, then we're going to give you other things. Then the Gemara is saying you're going to get other money aside from what you were already promised. So that's what the Sfas Emes says. The Sfas Emes says basically it's even more than just you're going to get reimbursed from God for the amount we spend on Yom Tov and education. But your whole salary is going to go up if you spend more on Jewish Torah study and also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So says Rabbi Avon, Mikra, what's the verse? What's the verse that teaches us this? So he says, the verse is Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. This is like the anthem verse for Rosh Hashanah. It says, blast the shofar b'kesel on the day that's covered up for our celebration. Meaning to say, blast the shofar when there comes a new moon, when it's covered up on the day of our festival. And we explain Ezu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo, and what is the month, which is the festival, the only festival that comes when the moon is covered up. It's the only one. Ave Omer is Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh, because the moon is not visible at that point. It's only seen in the morning for those who live in the east, and the evening for those who live in the west. Uksiv, and it says immediately after that verse, Kichoku Yisrael, who Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, that this will be a law for Israel. This is a judgment for the God of Jacob, meaning to say that the word Chok is going to mean, as the Gemara is about to explain, is Lishna de Mizonehu. The word Chok, Kichoku Yisrael Hu, means that God is deciding our Mizonos there. As it states, V'achu es chukam asher nasan lahem paro. As it states that Joseph, when he acquired the land in Egypt in exchange for the bread, he said to Pharaoh, it's just the land of the Kohanim he did not acquire, because it's a law for the Kohanim from Paro that they get to eat their parnasa, their food, that Pharaoh gave to them, and they don't need to sell their land. So we see that chok means an expression of mazon. The Chasam Sofer adds that the word chok also means sometimes an explanation without reason. And so therefore, this idea, this whole teaching is not dependent upon, the parnasa is not dependent upon schus, upon a mazel. The parnasa is dependent upon luck. And so that's in general an explanation. Parnasa, how much money we have, that's sometimes without reason. But the food we spend on Shabbos and Yontif, that has a reason. And that's a merit that we can acquire. And for the Jewish education, the money we spend on it, that will be reimbursed to us from Hashem Yisparach.